Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Christian Benford and Terrell Bernard, both improving. We'll see how they go as we get into the week here. Jordan Phillips will be out this week. Matt Prater will also be out this week. And then Mecole Hardman, we could open up his window this week. We'll just see at this point. So we have not had a definitive conversation on that to this point.
What is Matt
Prater dealing with? His quad. Not ideal. Matt's done a really good job, having that consistency during the year. Obviously, T. Bass had the surgery, so he's not an option either. We'll figure that piece out.
Do you see this being a long-term thing for Matt, or this?
More week to week right now, yeah.
What have you seen from Ray Davis?
Phenomenal. Just his mindset. Let's start there. He's embraced a role that maybe he wasn't his initial goal, perhaps, right? And yet at the same time, he saw an opportunity and he took advantage of it, which I think is really, really cool to see. He's taken a lot of pride in doing well. And that kickoff return team, as you know, up until, guesstimating 4 or 5 weeks ago, we hadn't had much in terms of field position, but of late, those guys are doing a phenomenal job, Coach Tabor, Coach West, and that kickoff team, kickoff return team overall. And then Ray's mindset has been top shelf and very impressed with the game yesterday and how that helped us field position-wise. That was big.
And one more thing on Matt Prater, is his kicking leg or his planting leg?
Right leg, yeah, right leg. So kicking leg, yeah. I didn't know about it after the game. I'm sorry, I just found out about it today, so
don't worry.
The details are generally speaking. Go ahead.
How did you see Joey Bosa impact the game and his return?
Well, the last play on defense was huge. We ran a little bit of a blitz or a simulated blitz there, and, he did a great job. That's an unselfish play on his part. Great job insulating some of the shallow cross areas right there. And then, he's got a good feel for the game and knowing when quarterback was starting to escape from a contained standpoint, did a great job of getting his hands up and pressing the pocket there. So it was a great play for us.
I know this is a guy who's been in the league for 10 years, but what has allowed him to fit into your defense as well as he has?
Number one, he loves football. He loves the process, loves to work at it. I think those are right off the top of my head, at least, are two to three important things of being a good football player and guys that we look for. So the important part for us is trying to keep him as fresh as possible down the stretch here so he can be as effective as possible for us in the pass rush game in particular.
Going into that, there's been times throughout your tenure here you've had 5 to 6 defensive ends rotating in and
by the end of the game because of the injury to Jordan, you were down to three
in
the second half. So what is kind of the plan to maybe minimize some of those snaps that Joey and even Greg and AJ are getting?
Yeah, Joe, it's a great question. We were talking about it this morning. Really what had happened with Jordan Phillips going down, we had TJ playing end, so TJ then was playing both. He had pretty much only practiced end. Right now I don't have a great answer for you in terms of where we're going with it, that is. We've got some options we're looking at, trying to figure out what combinations are the best inside, outside, early downs, later downs. So that's a to be continued type of situation for us right now.
The tight ends and running backs have been a big part of the receiving game the last few weeks. How have you seen them just elevate the offense as a whole?
Yeah, it's good to see. It really is. You want to be a two-dimensional offense. You want to stretch the field horizontally, stretch it vertically when you can as well. Getting those guys involved, great scheme, great game plan by the offensive staff last couple of weeks in particular, to your point on getting those guys involved. And Josh has been very disciplined in taking what the defense has given him. So I think that's been a big part of our success just holistically. And, so what's, again, like anything else, work in progress as we continue to grow on that side of the ball as well.
Dawson specifically over his time here with the Bills has always been a high red zone threat. Just what impact this year have you seen from him in the red area?
Yeah, he's super steady. I had the big week this past week with the birth of his new child, and I think it's a life memory, right? And then to go in and play the game that he had two touchdowns, I believe. A pretty special week for him and his family. So it's really great to see. He's a leader for us and a big piece of our offense. And then his rapport with Josh as well is important.
Talked a lot about Tre'Davious since he's been back and the relationship you guys have as your first draft pick since you got here. What did you think of his game yesterday? And then just holistically, kind of what has he meant to that defensive back room or even to the defense as a whole now that you've been around him for a good chunk of the season?
Yeah, very few people work as hard as Tre'Davious White. And, from the time he first walked in the door, and now that he's back, again, the work ethic hasn't changed. His love and appreciation for his teammates. He's a tremendous person, and it's great to see him. Like yesterday in particular, reaping the fruits of his labor, because he is as hard as worker as there is out there, and he loves the game, and it's just good to see. It really is. It's been special to be around him again, and have his family here in the community with us.
What did you make of Keon's?
Yeah, overall, like the wide receivers, I would say kind of all in the same boat a little bit, right? Wanting to get them more involved, wanting to get them going a little bit more than we've been able to. Having said that, again, it's important that the ball goes where the open player is. So we had a couple opportunities yesterday, some taken advantage of, some we want back. I know those guys are going to continue to work hard at it, Keon being one of them as well. So. That's good.
One more. Mike Vrabel had a quote today. He was on a local radio show. I don't expect you to go the back and forth, but one thing that he did say I wanted to get your reaction to. He said, the Bills lead the NFL in offensive holding. That would be hard for me to understand how a team that was coming into the game leading, and that's how they play, didn't have one yesterday. Do you think that's a fair assessment, that that's how you play?
We go by what the officials call. We're focused on the Cleveland Browns at this point. So, Mike can talk, what he wants to talk about. With all due respect, we enjoyed a good game yesterday, hard-fought game, and we're moving on to the Cleveland Browns. So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.